Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended with this statement, true faith must be based on seeing the truth about ourselves, but more important, about seeing the truth about Jesus Christ. Now, to be able to see the truth about ourselves, which is we are most miserable and undone and in great need of a Savior, we do not have the ability to save ourselves and others. And there is nothing good in us, even our so-called good works. Now, that's in quotations. Well, the only good in us is Jesus Christ that liveth in us. And because of that, we have a hope and a future and, you know, we have a rest in God. Now, for us to be able to see the truth about us, we must open up our spirit by desiring honesty to know the truth. Most Christians and some believers I know do not want to know the truth about themselves or even the truth about God. And why? Because the lie of themselves and the lie of God is much more appealing to their carnal mind than pleases their fleshly desires. They have no desire to know God and His ways, so they stumble from church to church and fad to fad and wonder, what in the world is going on in my lives? Well, if this is you, my friends, stop the madness. Just stop. Take a big deep breath and just stop and open up your spirit to the Holy Spirit. He is the teacher. He will guide you to all truths. He will lead you to some folks who can help you out of the mess that you're in. But I have been so blessed in my life to have had many folks speak into my life and even correct me. Probably the correction is more important than the speaking. But they have taught me and they have approved me. Oh my God, I am so thankful for my wife and my mother and my father and my older brother and my brothers and sisters in the Lord. You know, they have had huge impact in my life. This has truly limited my time, I believe, and my wandering in the wilderness. Amen. Now, this week, I would like to continue on that theme, wandering in the wilderness, as we look at God's making place, the place God desires to take all of us to, so that He can kill our flesh and bring the newness of life into our life. And that place is the wilderness. At first, it is a stark and barren land, but if we look closer, we will be able to see the rivers, the streams of life, the manta that God has provided and only provided for us in this place. You know, when Israel would not believe God to enter the land that He had given them, it became a necessity for them to wander through at least 8 wildernesses for 40 years. Now, it could have been actually 40 years of wandering, you know, I'm not sure. Or it could have been a period of testing, since the number 40 in the Bible means a period of testing. But I think it was the actual 40 years, or one-third of Moses' 120 years of life. Now, this wandering was not, repeat, not punishment. Rather, it was a necessity judgment to bring to the children of Israel there, where they would be able to believe and enter into His rest the next time. In short, the judgment upon Israel was a redemptive act of God that actually made it possible for them to enter the land by faith. The first time Israel was told to enter the land, they refused. They would not believe because they were too occupied with themselves. Okay, now open up your spirit a little wider here now. Does this sound familiar? They were occupied with their own weaknesses, but the second time under Joshua's leadership that Israel arrived at the promised land, they did enter by faith. What happened in the in-between times? Well, that's easy. The wilderness happened. In the wilderness and all of the wilderness experiences, God built a foundation of understanding for His ways in them. Training for conquest takes place for the battles. In the 40 years of wandering, the children of Israel defeated 8 nations. But in the first 3 years after crossing the Jordan River, Israel defeated 16 nations to take and hold the land. Where did Israel learn how to fight? In the wilderness. In the wilderness, their diet was given. God's provision was expended. Everything that they needed was given to them by God. But once they crossed the Jordan, it was an all-out fight for survival, even though God had already given them the land. You know, just because God has given us something does not mean there will not be a struggle to hold it. The wilderness was the place Israel went to learn about God and His ways. It was the making place where they learned things about themselves and others. These hard times and these difficult places in our lives, they are our wildernesses, our making places, where we too, like the children of Israel, learn to lean on our Beloved. In Song of Solomon 8:5, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, goes like this: Who is that cometh up from the wilderness? Not the land that flows with milk and honey, oh no, but from the wilderness. Now notice, leaning upon her Beloved. The wilderness is the place we go to learn how to lean upon our Beloved, Jesus Christ. It is the place that we go and we can scream, and no one will be able to hear us. Have you ever been there before, my friend? It is the place where we learn about what God has for us and for our spouse and friends and families. It can be dark and scary at times, but we don't have to worry. You know, we must never be afraid, because Jesus told us in Matthew 28:20, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Even in the wilderness, where we are learning how to be like Him, Jesus is with us. So, what did the wilderness accomplish? Did it make the Israelis strong? No, but it did expose their total weaknesses, as so too our trip to the wilderness is to expose our weaknesses, so we can find out about them, and then we can open up to the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to take care of them. Again, when we learn of our weaknesses, then we can allow the Lord to deal and judge in our lives. So we, in a partnership, working with the Lord, can learn about our weaknesses and our shortcomings so that He can deal with them. Now listen, here's the definition. The wilderness is the experiences in our lives wherein God exposes the truths about us so we will know about them and allow the Lord to deal in our life. Like all of God's blessings in our lives, if we will embrace this truth to that degree, we can put ourselves aside and enter His purposes by grace through faith, then we shall live and not die. We shall live and not die. If you are asking God these words, God, make me strong. Well, guess what? God never will. He wants to show us that we were never designed to possess the strength that we are asking for. Oh no, we were created and designed to be empty and weak and dependent, naked of any resources and assets within ourselves. But when sin entered the world through Adam's sin, our nature of dependency on God and weaknesses was changed by our flesh to taking dominance over the Spirit of God in us. Because the stronger we are in ourselves, in our flesh, the weaker the Lord is in our lives. Let me say that again. The stronger we are in our flesh, in ourselves, then the weaker the Lord is in our life. And do you know what? We are in charge. We are in control of the winner. We allow our flesh or the Spirit of God to take control of the reins in our lives. Paul stated this in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loveth me and gave Himself for me. God shows us the truth that we are empty so that we might so be filled full of faith of the Lord that lives in us. So He can fill us up with Himself. If not, then we will be filled up with ourselves and the world and even the devil. Amen. More next week on the wilderness. This has been David Stahl, hoping that you have had a tremendous day today and the week to come, and that the Lord will minister to your heart, and that this teaching is helping to conform you into the image and the nature of our precious Son, or God's precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.